Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
So here is the big five, right? So I consider this like the master checklist. And it's pretty much an overview of all of those many elements that we went through in class, just in like shorter version. So first and foremost, it's making sure that our business entity is set up, making sure that our name checks out, that it is not something that somebody else already has in place. Make sure that once we establish our name and start with our paperwork, we get our ERN and our DUNS number. Checking the test database to make sure that our name is not trademarked by somebody else. So that way, when we start to apply for funding, we don't run into any trademark infringement issues. Ensuring once we get our, once we understand if we're going to operate in our home state, the state that we're living in, making sure that we get everything up and running with Secretary of State and all that good stuff on that end. If we're thinking about operating across states. So like living in one space, but operating in a business friendly state. You know, a lot of tax repair folks in Florida, but then also think about Delaware and Wyoming. Make sure that you file the foreign corporation status form with your home secretary of state so they can understand that while the business entity is housed in another state, that the business owner itself themselves reside in this state. All right. So make sure that that is something that you do. And of course, after you get everything established, come to understand how you want to present your business in terms of like securing that funding. So developing your SBA compliant business plan. And remember, directly on the SBA website, they have this laid out template that you can use. So you don't have to pay somebody else $500, $600, or sometimes $1,000 for somebody to write something for you, right? If you need support with market research, there are tons of opportunities that I'll put some more in the study hall just to kind of help us with understanding like how to do market research, because they make it sound simple, but like that can really make or break whether or not a business or a lender comes to understand if they want to do business with you, because in a lot of ways the market research space portion of the business plan is where folks are looking to your understanding of what it is that you say you're trying to do. And last but certainly not least, create a plan to address any work that you're doing in terms of your person. So if there are late payments that you're trying to get off, if there are inquiries you're trying to get off, trying to get old names, addresses, phone numbers off your personal credit report, as you are establishing the entity itself, this is the time to kind of start that process. Because, you know, as we all know, that can take time, right? And so, but the good thing is that time often overlaps, because in a lot of ways, most of the cars that, you know, we've looked at take at least 30 to 60 days of that business being considered an entity before we can even start applying, right? So that at least gives you those 2 months to try to work with the personal bureaus to get everything together on your personal side. So that way, once your business is really ready and like considered greenlit, then you can go ahead and start applying for stuff without any issue. Right. After that entity is set up, again, let's start setting up these accounts. First and foremost, making sure that our business bank account is up and running, because the day that our business bank account is up and running is considered the day that our business is in operation. All right. So remember, again, the day that your business bank account was opened is the day that your business is considered to be in operation. So the sooner you can get that started, the sooner you can get the process of that history starting to report in all of the ways that you need history to report, not just for the history of the account, the your business itself, but then how that the number of days like add to like when you can start applying for net accounts, which will then impact when you can start applying for revolving accounts, which will then impact when you can start applying for tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 cards, right? So the sooner you can get that history started simply with opening this bank account and making sure that everything is compliant in terms of what that bank needs to open it, the sooner you can get the process of starting your funding journey started. All right. And this is also, you know, I put business website and email address after, because the last thing you want to do is go buy a domain and then realize after you bought it that while that person didn't buy that domain, there's already somebody at the top of that Google search with your exact name. Right. So make sure, especially as you're investing in your website and, you know, if you use Google to kind of like operate your professional business email address, just make sure that before you do any of that, that it's all good. And a good resource for that is Namechecker, CKR, I believe, .com. And they can kind of pull up not just, you know, what domains are available, like, you know, if it's .com, .org, that's a great resource. And I think it's already plugged in Notion, but I just wanted to plug that as well. And then again, like when you're thinking about your office space, are you going to have a physical office, or are you going to use a virtual office that will then forward your business communications, your business, all your business communications to another space, right? But just make sure that, you know, that physical address doesn't impact lenders wanting to give to you, right? But make sure that, you know, you set that up and that's the address that runs across all your reports. Make sure that it's reported on your EIN, You're done. It's like, so make sure that everything is everything and it's all the same in every space. So that is not something that impacts you when we get to step three, which is us starting to build our business credit profiles. All right. So again, for us early starters, like our first starters, I start with secure lines of credit. So looking at those secured lenders that we talked about on the Notion resource. And again, none of these lists that we've been working with are exhaustive. And as I also shared, some of the popular branded cards were purposely not put on there. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't look into them and see how they might fit into, you know, your report building that you're trying to do. But start with those secured lines, because that's what's going to open the door to be able to actually have profiles to get from the credit reporting bureaus, right? So starting with those secured line of credits will be helpful because then you can actually create profiles on Experian, CreditSafe, DNB, and maybe Equifax, depending on whether that secured line reports to Equifax. But starting the secured line before you create those profiles will be super helpful because that way it will actually hopefully have at least something reporting to those agencies as you're creating your profiles. But even if it doesn't, simply creating those profiles to make sure that your business is reporting with all the accurate information is also cool too. And then as you start to build out the secured lines and get into the net accounts, you'll slowly but surely start to strategically build out your profile. Because again, remember with the vendor and revolving accounts, look and see to make sure that all of the cards that you're going to get are at the very least reporting to each of the four bureaus, right? So more specifically, making sure that you have at least one or two that are reporting to Equifax so that you can have an Equifax account sooner than later, or Equifax like business profile sooner than later. All right. So once we got those accounts, those profiles open with the bureaus, starting with our net accounts, right? So trying to have at least seven across all four of our reports. And these can be, you know, accounts that we repay every 15, 30, 60 or 90 days, depending on what that agreement is with that particular lender. But starting with those is going to be great after we get that secured line, because it's going to be another way to begin to boost our scores, you know, paying attention to our Paydex score with DNB and our Intellent score with Experian. And that will then open the door for us to be able to start applying for and being successful with revolving accounts, right? And once we're in that space of being able to get revolving accounts, let's try to get at least five across our reports. So that way we can keep, you know, building our profiles in the way that we are, but then also being able to access more amounts of money over time across different lenders.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.